Some of them like to quit.
What about doll up? Did you say man dolls up?
Well, that's kind of doll up kind of. Been too feminist. Uh-huh. So I'd rather use the word primp.
What would you call a man who primps a lot and tries to, you know, dress real fancy?
I've got one friend, I call him perfectionist.
Uh-huh. What is your sort of slang name for someone like that?
Pimp.
Uh-huh. Does it, when you say pimp, is that necessarily connected with prostitution, or could it be just anyone who dresses real well?
Well, it's the way you use it. Uh-huh. It could be with prostitution.
But it could just be anyone.
It could be just anyone who just wanted to, you know, try to be immaculate.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned term like jelly bean? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And something you'd carry coins in it.
Please.
And what a woman could wear around her neck.
Locket.
Or things strung up together.
Beads.
You call that a what of beads?
String of beads.
And what you'd wear around her wrist.
A watch. Or a bracelet.
And what you hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed.
Spread.
What's something that women used to make?
Spreads.
What did they make for warmth?
Quilts.
Did your mother make those?
Yes, Mom. Many. Many. She used to make a whole lot of quilts.
Does anyone make them now?
Some people. People didn't make them now, make them for decorative purposes. You know, in those days they made them for necessity. But now they make them more or less for decorative.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What do you put the pillow in?
A case.
Any other name for that?
Pillow slip.
Which was it called when you were young?
Slip.
And do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
What about bolster? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could
make a pallet on the floor.
You know something about that?
That's right. I could put out in my bed a minute there.
If you raised a lot of cotton, you say this year we had a good
cotton crop.
And the cotton would grow out in the
bowls.
Or the area where it's planted would be the cotton.
Field.
Huh?
Field.
What would you call something smaller than a field? Maybe just where you had potatoes planted or something.
Garden.
Okay. You ever use the word patch?
Yeah. Yeah, you can use patch.
How big is a patch?
I'd say it would be big, you know, kind of like a lot, not hardly large and a lot or something. It wouldn't be as large as an acre, you know,
uh-huh.
Be small.
What do you mean a lot? You talking about like a house, a lot that a house is on?
Yeah.
You say we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
What's another word for rich?
Fertile.
Okay. What different kinds of land are there?
You got black land, sandy land, red land.
What's the best kinds of planting for those?
The black land.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear something called loam or loom?
Yeah.
What's
dirt? Loam.
Uh-huh. Any special kind of dirt? Is it good or bad? Or?
Yeah. Some of it's, you know, it depends. Some of it's not good for growing, and some of it is very good.
It just says general meaning is dirt.